Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you trying to find the perfect distribution platform to get your music on Spotify and Apple? I personally use and love DistroKid. Go to mixingmusicpodcast.com/DistroKid to get a small discount and get access to a platform with unlimited uploads for a yearly fee. Happy uploading and enjoy the show. Sorry, it's loud.
I can't hear it. It's barely.
1, 2, 3.
Hello and welcome back to Mixing Music. I am your host DK, and we got a special episode today. We're going to talk about some low end. We're going to get technical. We're going to do a quick mix breakdown. It's not quite a full mix breakdown. I don't know if we'll call it a mix breakdown, but the point of today is we're going to talk about low end. Today I have two good friends and guests of today's episodes, some of my favorite artists and people that I love to work with all the time, as well as some of my goodest, bestest friends here in the Utah Valley, Happy Valley, my friends Macon and Nelson.
Yo, what up?
What's up?
Yeah. So you want to introduce yourselves just a little bit? Nelson first.
I'm Nelson. I'm from Utah, and I have been making music for like 4 years.
Couple things about Nelson. Nelson is a producer and is extremely talented, makes music himself, goes by Nels, as well as Nelson rents, is the one that rents my studio at night, helps me pay rent, but also Nelson is extremely talented and one of my most favorite producers in the area, just super awesome and is super hardworking and is just amazing. Macon, who the heck are you?
I'm Macon and I make music.
Thank you. Couple things about Macon. Macon makes them like that hard 808 club music.
You feel me?
That it makes anybody dance. Ooh. He's Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Ooh.
But not on purpose, just through his music.
I'll give it back later.
Okay, good, good. Anyway, well, we're excited to talk about this episode. We have a music. We have a song prepared and that we're going to play. Just a little bit of segments. We're going to play the rough and we're going to play my mix, and we're going to talk about the differences, but we're specifically going to talk about the low end. This song is an unreleased, well, at the time of you hear this, it's still unreleased, but will later be released soon. This song is called Flawless, and this is a song written and performed by Nels.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about this song?
I was just making a beat, and then I really liked it, and so I started writing to it, and I ended up writing the whole thing in like 2 hours, and all the main vocals is just one take, hook and verse, the same take.
Really?
Yeah.
So wow. You like, okay, cool.
I messed up at the end and I just kind of like.
Yeah, you did. You did. And you left it in.
And I was just like, whatever. I literally said whatever in the recording and I just left it.
Yeah, dude. It actually, okay. First off, that part was fire. But we're gonna talk about the low end here and talk about what we did and how we make it cut through a little bit more. So I'm going to play you just about 10 to 30 seconds of the rough, and then immediately play the same 10 to 30 seconds of the finished mixed beat.
No, I'm finna blow these fucking speakers. I got bass. I don't really have no problem leaving. It's a shame if you ain't gon' fuck with the killer. Then you lay. I don't really work as hard as me. Pick up the. No, I'm finna blow these fucking speakers. I got bass. I don't really have no problem leaving. It's a shame if you ain't gon' fuck with the killer. Then you lay. I don't really work as hard as me. Pick up the.
So first off, I don't mean to compliment myself, but I thought it wasn't even close.
Yeah,
there was an obvious winner there.
My rough mix.
No, here's the thing, though. Nels.
I think it was just mainly the beat. The mix of the beat was trash. Like the vocals were all right.
Yeah, yeah, and I think so too. And I think the vocals are still enhanced. But the point of today's episode is we're talking about the low end.
Yeah,
yeah.
Go back and listen to it again. Focus on the low end if you didn't hear it. But 808s and the kick drum. Did you hear the difference in the 808 and the kick drum? Maycom, what did you hear? Because this is not your song. You haven't really heard this. What did you hear?
I just heard it bigger, you know?
It's bigger.
Yeah, bigger. It's like more confident.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, you're using emotional words.
Yes, I am.
Dude, I love it. It's confident. I think, like, what about you, Nels? What did you hear?
The kick drum punches through, like, way more.
Yeah.
That, yeah. I think that's what we did here. So we're going to talk a little bit about the technical stuff. But what I intended was the kick drum to punch through a lot more, the bass to be a lot more filling, mm-hmm. and added a lot of distortion to the bass. Obviously, it's a little bit louder. I tried to volume match a little bit, but with the rough mix, due to the lack of saturation and EQ and stuff, even with the limiter on, I can't make it as loud as my mix, not without the individual tracks, which is a whole nother episode that we could talk about. But in this case, I want to talk about the low end. And go back and listen to it again. We're going to play the entire mix song. We'll call this Promotion for Nels. Sure, it's not released yet, so just enjoy it on this podcast. Exclusive release here on Mixing Music.
Ooh.
But let's talk. I want to talk about two things. Let's talk about the 808 and the kick drum. 808 is the bass, the sub bass, and the kick drum. And the relationship between the two, especially within hip-hop music. Let's start off by saying that defining not the culture, but the culture of the genre of hip-hop, you typically do not sidechain kick drums to bass.
Yeah.
You typically do not. That's an EDM pop thing, and you can do it.
But it's usually a production choice.
It's a production choice. Mm-hmm. It's not typical within the genre culture of hip-hop.
Yeah.
Again, it's not a hard-set rule. It's more of the fact that all of these records, the idea of hip-hop and all the records that have made hip-hop what it is, none of them have side-chaining, so it's not part of the genre sound. It's not wrong or anything like that, so I don't want to say any hard, fast rules. So I want to make songs in the low end that hits hard where it's not side-chaining. So what did I do to the kick drum? So on this track specifically, what I did first, and I'm looking at you both and trying to explain this to you, is that the very first thing is I did is in Pro Tools, you have something called the input gain, right? The gain, the clip gain, there it is, the clip gain, and I can automate the clip gain. So it's not the volume, it's actually affecting the volume of the audio. So mm-hmm. it's making the waves form smaller and larger. And I'm zooming in real close, and I'm looking at the kick drum. I'm looking at the sustain, I'm looking at the attack and the sustain, and I'm turning down the clip gain about 10 to 15 dBs, during only the length of the kick drum. It's like a ramp. So I put a little dot. I put another dot at the start of where the kick drum hits. So it's down 15 dBs. And then it's back to 0 dBs or at neutral again. It's back to normal by the time that the sustain is done. So it's only the length of the kick drum. It's kind of like a manual sidechain, except it's not a sidechain because you can't hear it.
Oh, wow.
The entire point of it is it gives me headroom, like a few dBs of headrooms on the master room, so I can actually literally master it. And with just doing that, I can master it a lot heavier. I can limit it a lot heavier just because I was able to give myself more headroom.
And it's not pulling away from the rest of the mix.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not pulling away because it's not sidechaining. It's not pulling away. It's just literally just taking up, moving the space, the air, just during the kick drum. Which is really easy to do. So what I did is I copied that clip gain and I pasted tab to transients and pasted it really fast. Took me about 30 seconds if you know all the quick keys on Pro Tools. That's what I did. So that's the first thing that I did is I felt like I wanted the kick drum to come through. And one of the tricks is to manual sidechain, if you do it manually, it doesn't sound like sidechain. So that's the number one thing. So after that, I focused on just the drums and I wanted the kick drum to slap hard. There's what I call two frequencies in the kick drum in the bass area. There's this frequency that hits you in the gut, you know, the sub, the low, low stuff. And then there's the frequencies that, you know, Maycon, we've talked about.
Yeah.
The frequencies that hit you in the chest.
In the chest.
You know, it's about 100 to 200K. Mm-hmm. It's low, but it's not sub.
It's when you got your earbuds in and they just... Yeah. If they're too loud, you can feel them in your ears.
Yeah, like it's like smacks you in your chest versus your gut. Like sub bass, like really low stuff, like rumbles your your balls, like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. It makes you want to pee.
Rumbles, yeah.
It makes you want to pee.
But what I wanted out of the kick drum is a little bit more of that, like, that chest, hitting your chest frequency. So I didn't just EQ it. I really like the idea of EQing with saturation. Mm. So what I did is I put on a little radiator, which has a really nice low mid bump kind of thing. And I made the saturation bring out the low mids exactly where I wanted it to. Maybe I did a little bit of EQ, sure. But mostly through the radiator. And then what I did is the Jason Joshua trick that he explains in, first off, the whole entire Jason Joshua video, we all need to watch together. It's amazing. Yeah. It's mind blowing. I think we all talked about it on a previous episode, but even in just the trailer, he talks about it where he has 10 NLS plugins. Damn. Going through the mass, like the bus, the drum bus, and the NLS plugins, they don't really do anything, but 10 of them together do something. Yeah. And it's amazing. And it really rounds out that kick drum. And so what I did is made this really chest heavy, like upper low mid, like upper lows, low mids, like that frequency that hits you in the chest. I emphasized that. So I molded the kick drum just a little bit. And then, so the bass could fill this bass could just fill in the sub. The 808 can just fill in the sub frequencies. And I know I'm talking and you guys are just making some comments and whatnot, but I also want to talk about the importance of saturation and distortion in the bass. So this is not just hip hop, this is with any genre, but bass frequencies, the reason why the Aratone or the Aventone Mix Cube or the Reftone speakers, like the crappy little tiny speakers, the reason why those are so useful is because they don't have a lot of high end and low end information. It's a lot of mid range. So if you really can't hear the bass and the kick drum out of the speaker, out of that tiny crappy speaker, don't expect to be able to hear it out of your iPhone, right? Facts. And maybe some like JBL type like Bluetooth speakers, yeah. Maybe even definitely not the computer, and maybe not even through some earbuds, right? Mm-hmm. AirPods, they don't go super duper low, but they've got that huge bump in like that 50, 40, 60 hertz range, not like the low stuff. But so the entire point of distorting the low end, the bass, is to add frequencies and octaves up, right? So it's not to make it distorted like a rock guitar. The entire point is to add frequencies so it can be heard in higher octaves. So it gives, even through the small speaker, it gives a feeling of low bass. So because if you have a low-end sine wave that's literally just 60 hertz, that's not going to go through a lot of speakers. But then you distort it, and then you see the 120 and the 240 and the 480 hertz, you know, that even saturation where it adds octaves.
Yeah.
You're going to hear those octaves. You might not hear the fundamental 60 hertz frequency, but you're going to hear the octaves, right? So we want to add octaves in a musical way.
That way you feel it in your balls and in your chest.
That way, yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So the way that I did this, and this is a really awesome trick as well, is that I duplicated the 808. I soloed just the fundamental frequencies with high pass and low pass filters. I then added the Ibanez 808, the guitar pedal, the Tube Screamer, which is really, really, really musical distortion for low end. I don't know why it works so well. It's a guitar pedal. It just works so good. And then what I do is I add another high pass. I add another high pass filter above, like, and take it to like 50 to 100, somewhere around there. So it's literally just giving me the saturation. So it's literally giving me nothing else other than the saturation. So that way, and then I blend it into the 808. I give it just enough. So I'm adding that saturation so you can feel it, so you can hear it. And it makes it feel louder. But it's amazing because even if with that much distortion, it's actually not changing the tone when everything is turned on. Like, you'd think that distortion would cut through and it would sound distorted. But if you blend it right and do it right, you can't really hear the distortion. It still sounds the same. It just sounds thicker.
Mm.
You know? So what do y'all think? How is the low end and why is that important to music now?
The clubs. It's always been important. It's always. Yeah, the clubs.
Do you go to the club a lot, Macon?
I try.
And I want to say that your music, which we will play on another episode probably, is definitely more catered for that.
Yeah.
Your thing is 808s, like,
yeah,
and you're hitting them hard. I love it.
It's what the kids want nowadays. You know, they want that.
You make people dance.
Make honest
not
for
even
the kids.
Make honest for the kids.
Facts. No, but yeah, that's. I mean, it's always been essential when it comes to hip hop, just because it makes it different than any other genre. Just because it's like the soul of the whole. Like song or beat, you know?
Exactly.
If you don't got that 808, then it's just soulless, I feel like.
Yeah. And it's so cool because the genre of hip hop has, the culture of the genre of hip hop has changed over time.
Yeah.
And the low end feels different now than it did on older records. Mm-hmm. But with you, Nels, you do, this is atypical for you, this music song. Like, it doesn't sound like any of your other stuff. You're more in the R&B realm. Like, yeah. You're on the Channel X cross between rap and R&B.
Yeah.
What is your thoughts on low end and the importance of it?
Oh, I think it's like the probably the most important part of the beat. Like, I always focus on that. That's like one of the main focuses when I'm making a beat, because I think if it's not the way it should be, like if it doesn't feel right, like you change the bass, like even the bass line. In a hip-hop song, it can change the complete tone of the song.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if it's in the same key. Mm-hmm. Like, it will completely change the tone of it.
That's true. And Maycon, you've sent me a couple songs where the 808, like, it's so low that you can't really tell. Until I put on the distortion, I couldn't even tell that it's not even in the right key of the song.
Yeah.
But the thing is, that's the vibe.
Right, yeah.
It felt right.
Exactly. And it's just in the moment. I feel like, you know, I like going against the grain. And if it sounds good to me, then screw it, anyone says. It's like, all right, it sounds good to me.
And I was listening to it. And at first, I was like,
yeah, you told me
this
you're
feels wrong. Yeah. But at the same time, I didn't think it felt wrong until I listened to it for about 20 minutes and realized that it was in the wrong key. Up until then, I was like, oh, this is vibing. This is amazing.
Exactly.
And then I started focusing on it and adding saturation. I was like, wait a second. This is totally the wrong note.
And, and the crazy thing was that the sample that I was using for melody, it was already really weird. And it wasn't like, hip trap, like trap or hip hop per se. So I just needed to do something different as well. And I couldn't just be like, okay, here, you know? Yeah. And my vocals were catered to the 808, not the melody.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, so. I agree. I think that low end is very important. And I think that getting it right is very important. Sometimes it's not always about EQing and getting really, really specific and making the sub go beneath the bass and the kick drum. It's not always, there's not a prescribed way that works every single time. Some songs have a certain vibe and that's what they want to do.
Exactly.
Some songs just want to do something.
Exactly.
And you can't really, even no matter how much you mix it, it ends up being a type of way that the song just wants to be and you have to let it be, right?
Because remember, I don't know if, like back then, let's say in the 90s, like distorting a 808 was like the worst thing you can do. People would be like mad at you. Like it was against
clean.
Yeah, it was against any rule, you know?
Yeah, and that makes sense. And now it's totally opposite.
And the ones who and the engineers who didn't learn that, now they're out. You know what I'm saying? Because kids want to listen to that distortion. So if you can't do that, then you're out.
It hits harder. It's
also,
so
exactly.
Funny.
80s music, sorry, a lot of like old like 80s like disco music, there's like very, very little low end.
Exactly.
Like to be honest, like I listened to like a Foo Fighters track and I was like, where is the treble in the bass? Like it's literally just straight mid-range. It sounds great, and I think that's the genre of the culture of the genre.
Yeah.
But at the same time, coming from like a hip-hop where it's like all just treble, the hi-hat and snare and bass,
see,
like the mid-range is nothing.
Oh, yeah.
That's one thing that I felt like listening to rock. I love rock, but I felt like it was always missing something until like the new generation brought hip-hop and put those 808s on like a guitar or like an electric guitar, and they just sounded so beautiful. Like that's what it was, like rock and roll needed. It was that 808, you know?
Yeah.
So
well,
low end
for all the purists that's listening. That's what you needed.
Okay, yes.
Let me clarify.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. That's what I needed.
But no, it's true. It's great, and it's infinitely, totally creative, and you could do whatever you want. The great thing in music is that there's no rules.
Mm-hmm.
Some people want rules, so they make rules, but Don't believe them. There are no rules.
Yeah.
Make the low end hit in the way that you want. And sometimes, honestly, if you want more kick drum, sometimes it's not about side chaining. It's not about compression. It's not about EQ. Sometimes it's literally just turn the kick drum up.
Facts.
Like, yeah. Just try that out first. You know, don't underestimate the basic moves. On that note, we're signing off. I'm going to play the rest of the song Flawless by Nels. If you'd like to check out Maikon, M-A-I-K-O-N.
No, M-E-I-K-A-N.
Dang it. M-E-I-K-A-N. That's good. That's good. M-E-I-K-A-N on Spotify, Apple, wherever, Tidal.
Is there?
And he just released a song, Icy.
It's the season.
Yeah, that's right. And maybe we'll talk about that on another episode. But, Maikon's going to be releasing music every week, every Friday, for the next, at least the next 50 weeks.
Pressure. I love that shit.
So before we finish up and play Flawless and play the ending music, what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to have the ending music. So I'm going to let the trail, like the final music, my one, two, three, my nice funky music. I'm going to let that play. And then I'm going to play Flawless after the funky music.
All
right. So stick around after the end credits for that song if you want to listen to it. It's a dope song. If you liked what you heard on just, it's amazing. And then you can judge my mixing, which is great. I'm really confident and you can listen to how awesome I am.
Oh, and listen, if you have a chance, listen to it with like a really low end heavy
confident
sound, because it will.
Yeah, dude, it's a lot of fun. On that note, what are your tags, Nelson? How can people find you?
Just look me up on any social media under Nels Music 801. That's NELS Music 801.
Nice, Nels Music 801. Maikon.
Maikon 801. That's M-E-I-K-A-N
801. M-A-I-K-O-N? M-E-I-K.
Whatever, just follow me, feel me?
Wait, hold on, hold on. M-E-I-K-A-N.
M-E-I-K-A-N.
M-E-I-K-A-N 801.
Yes.
Okay. Follow Maikon, follow Nels. These guys are going places. We got a lot of fun projects that we're working on together right now. But on that note, stay saucy. Happy mixing. Please leave a 5-star review if you haven't already. I really, really appreciate those reviews help my channel grow and motivates me to spend more time putting more content on for y'all. Doing episodes like this with a little bit of a mix breakdown, it's a little bit more time consuming. And when I know that y'all are appreciating it, it makes me want to do more of them. So I really appreciate all the support so far. You're really helping me out with those reviews. If you have any questions or want to see my daily mixing life, check me out on Instagram, DK Mixes, spelled out, D-E-E-K-E-I Mixes. Or email me a MP3 of a mix for some free feedback. I always offer free feedback for every mix that I hear. Send me an email, MP3, an email to dkmixes@gmail.com. D-E-E-K-E-I Mixes@gmail.com. Thank you so much.
One,
happy mixing.
Two,
stay saucy,
three.
My friends. This episode of Mixing Music with DK has been brought to you by LaunchPod Media. If you want to start a podcast, make sure to start it right with LaunchPod Media.
No, I'm finna blow these fucking speakers. I got bass, I don't really have no problem leaving. It's a shame if you ain't gon' fuck with the kid. What are you late? I don't really work as hard as me. Pick up the pace. I got in at 10 and left at 10. Y'all need a clock in. I'm a sucker, fuck up all your crew. This shit is flawless. All it is win at the win. Don't take no losses. I'm just on my boss shit. I'm just on my. Don't read your comments. I could tell you at this from the moment she walked in. Barely slept a week, bitch, I'm doubting. I promise, I don't even think. I just move subconscious. When I decide to dip, hop in the whip, I'm bumping my shit. I don't want your bitch, cause she a homie, let's be honest. I can't flip my wrist, cause I'm too broken, that shit cost it. I been sipping something strong and that shit got me wobbling. I've been moving different, I don't like to show my face. Got a few that I can hit they line and take them to my place. As if she could kick it, come for fan, for fan, for fan, for.
No, I'm
I'm finna blow these fucking speakers. I got bass, I don't really have no problem leaving. It's a shame if you ain't gon' fuck with the kid. What are you late? I don't really work as hard as me. Pick up the pace. I got in at 10 and left at 10. Y'all need a clock in. I'm a sucker, fuck up all your crew. This shit is flawless. All it is win at the win. Don't take no losses. I'm just on my boss shit. I'm just on my.
Yo, what up? It's DK. Thank you so much for listening to the Mixing Music Podcast. I just want to do a quick plug about Antares and Auto-Tune. Antares makes the original industry standard Auto-Tune that we all know and love the sound of. We are sponsored by them, so if you visit mixingmusicpodcast.com/Auto-Tune, we do get a small kickback from every purchase. Thank you so much for supporting the show. Please enjoy this episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.